Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about excitotoxins, and specifically MSG and aspartame. So excitotoxicity occurs when a stimulant triggers neurons to fire excessively. The signal comes from the NMDA receptor, which can be triggered by several neurotransmitters, and this causes the release of calcium within the cell. Because the body always wants to seek balance, excess of any electrolytes draws water from the extracellular space to balance the electrolyte concentrations. As a result of the sudden high calcium concentration inside the neuron, the cell therefore swells and eventually dies. Any substance that can cause this process to occur is considered an excitotoxin. Excitotoxicity has been associated with neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and ALS. I also wrote once before on the association between that and multiple chemical sensitivity. The substances that can affect the NMDA receptors as either primary stimulants or antagonists include glutamate, aspartate, and magnesium. So first, glutamate, also called glutamic acid and MSG. The primary agonist or stimulant for the NMDA receptors is glutamate. Glutamate is produced from the amino acid glutamic acid, and glutamate isn't bad as stimulation of the NMDA receptors is involved in learning and memory, but everything in the body is about balance. Too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing. For example, excessive glutamate receptor stimulation can lead to free radical generation, leading to oxidative damage. The prevailing theory of aging and many chronic diseases has to do with oxidative damage, so this is a big one. Mitochondrial damage. The mitochondria are in every cell of the body except for red blood cells and are responsible for generating your body's energy currency, which is ATP. Unfortunately, this process also becomes a vicious cycle because the mitochondria damage leads to increased NMDA activity, producing more oxidative damage and even more mitochondrial damage. Also, destruction of neurons in the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is the body's master endocrine gland, and it uses glutamate as its neurotransmitter, and destruction of the hypothalamus can lead to obesity and short stature, hypogonadism or infertility, and low sex hormones, as well as disruption of sleep-wake cycles, temperature regulation, hypothyroidism, headaches, and more. And then also excess release of insulin, which leads to a drop in blood sugar and potentially overeating. Excitotoxicity due to glutamate can result from excessive amounts of glutamate, either from overeating foods containing MSG or free glutamic acid, or from inability to break down normal amounts of glutamic acid. You're not going to get an excess of glutamate crossing the blood-brain barrier just from eating lots of protein, though. In that case, the amino acid concentrations will be in relative balance, and the body will use them as building blocks instead for protein. Unfortunately, glutamic acid is a very common additive as a flavor enhancer in processed foods, and it's not usually on the label. MSG is monosodium glutamate, or a glutamate with one sodium atom attached to it, and the FDA requires manufacturers to list this on the food label if it's pure MSG. But free glutamic acid poses the same health risks as MSG, and the FDA does not require a label for it. According to Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, we should also be wary of the following labels. Natural flavors, natural flavorings, seasonings, or spices. So unfortunately, these labels can hide anything, including, usually, free glutamic acid. Anything with the words hydrolates, hydrolyzed or autolyzed, such as protein hydrolysates, hydrolyzed protein or hydrolyzed vegetable protein, or hydrolyzed plant protein, autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed soy protein, hydrolyzed oat flour, etc. Really, avoid any sort of modification of protein like plant protein extract or textured protein, protein concentrate, protein isolate. Anytime you see these things on labels, it's processed food anyway, so it's got other issues, but this is a dead giveaway that there's most likely some free glutamic acid hiding in there. Anything with the word caseinate in it, like sodium caseinate or calcium caseinate, carrageenan. Anything listing soy in a processed food is a possible culprit. And for just side note, for recipes that call for soy sauce, I'm a fan of coconut aminos as an alternative. They taste the same without the potential GMO issues, gluten issues, or glutamic acid issues too. Anything enzyme modified, as enzymes can release excitotoxic amino acids. Anything with the word malt in it, like malt flavoring, barley malt, or malt extract. Anything suggesting broth, if it's not pure organic broth, including bouillon or stock. Okay, so then you'd also need to support the GAD, or the glutamic acid decarboxylase enzyme. Avoiding free glutamic acids in processed foods is more than half the battle, but once the levels of glutamate are high, or for those who have a genetic mutation leading to a slow GAD enzyme, some additional support might be needed. GAD converts glutamic acid into GABA, the calming neurotransmitter associated with decreased anxiety, so that it doesn't funnel into glutamate instead. Every enzyme has cofactors, or vitamins and minerals, that are necessary for them to function, and GAD's cofactors are vitamin B1, or thiamine, and vitamin B6, or pyridoxine. Thiamine is a rare deficiency for most, so B6 is probably most relevant for supplementation if you need supplementation to support the GAD. Taurine also fits in there, as it helps to keep to increase the GAD activity, as well as stimulate GABA receptors. Okay, moving on to aspartate and aspartame. Another excitotoxic food additive is aspartame, which is a derivative of the amino acid aspartate, or aspartic acid. While aspartate doesn't bind as strongly to the NMDA receptors as glutamate, it's usually consumed in beverages rather than in foods, which means that it hits the bloodstream that much quicker, in the same way that sugar spikes blood glucose levels faster in beverages than when combined with protein or fat. So aspartame-induced excitotoxicity can be responsible for the same problems listed above, including oxidative stress, mitochondrial damage, hypothalamic damage, and insulin surge. This last point may be, in part, why artificial sweeteners paradoxically have been associated with weight gain. The most common source of aspartate excitotoxicity is, of course, NutraSweet, which is aspartame, used as a sugar alternative, most commonly in coffee and tea. For better sugar alternatives, I'll link in the show notes to an article on sugar alternatives. But I will just say, if you don't want to go read that, basically stevia and monk fruit are some of my favorites. And then also, you know, if you're trying to avoid glucose entirely, that's what I would say. If you're trying to just go for natural sweeteners, then you can do things like honey or maple syrup or whatnot. Magnesium actually blocks the NMDA receptors, though. In order for the calcium channels to open, the magnesium has to be dislodged. Because of this, magnesium can protect against excitotoxicity, and it has been proposed as part of disease management for neurological diseases like ALS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's. Magthreonate crosses the blood-brain barrier better than most other forms, so it seems a natural choice here. Magglutamate and aspartate should be avoided, of course, since those may potentially work at cross purposes because of the glutamate and the aspartate that would be dislodged simultaneously. Aside from just the overstimulation of the NMDA receptors, you can actually sometimes have damage to the receptor itself. So sometimes it can be more about that because of exposure to various chemicals, including the insecticide DDT, formaldehyde, organophosphates, toluene, and carbon monoxide. While magnesium supplementation would still make sense there, the focus in cases of excitotoxicity secondary to chemical damage should be on antioxidant support, in addition to detoxification, of course. Other NMDA modulators which can help calm down excitotoxicity include ginger and also theanine, which interestingly stimulates yet calms the NMDA receptor simultaneously. So bottom line, dietary considerations are probably most relevant to this discussion for the widest number of people. You can memorize the list of labels that strongly imply the presence of free glutamic acid and specifically avoid NutraSweet, but it's better to just avoid processed foods altogether as much as possible and eat real foods. Then you don't have to memorize the list. And you're also avoiding other potential issues as well. Also, I would suggest checking magnesium red blood cell on blood work to determine whether the levels are optimal ranges, and supplement if they're not. If you have any symptoms of excitotoxicity, I would choose magthreonate and steer clear of magaspartate and glutamate. All right, so I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you next week. I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of Christian Natural Health, Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked offers at-home finger prick testing for commonly deficient vitamins D, B12, and folate. Vitamin D is very important for immune function, protecting against acute illness and autoimmunity. It's also critical for your mental health. What you might not know is that even if you're getting a lot of sun like we are in Arizona this time of year, many of us are still low. That's because the process of turning sunlight into vitamin D takes 48 hours and requires the oils on your skin. So if you bathe daily, you're interrupting the process and you might still be low. Vitamin B12 and folate, which is vitamin B9, are best known for their role in the methylation cycle, which is one of your liver's six main pathways for detoxification and responsible for, among other things, activating all your happy neurotransmitters. They're also important for energy. Word to the wise, if you're taking B12 or folate in supplement form, stop a couple days before you get tested, as otherwise you'll get an artificially inflated result rather than a true read of your levels. You can order the tests for all three No doctor's order required at tryLGC.com/CNH. You'll get a package containing lancets for your finger and a test tube for the collection of a small amount of blood and a prepaid label to ship it back. Once you receive the results, if you've got any questions, you can speak to a nurse practitioner on their team. Again, that link is tryLGC.com/CNH and enter coupon code CNH20 for 20% off your order.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.